Wild Monkeys Radio Program. Here are your hosts, Ricky and Herb.
Oh, yeah, that's one thing about not having the headphones is you can't hear.
Yeah, we got a new
like
intro.
The phone calls and stuff.
Anyway, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Herb.
This is Ricky.
This is Dark Reverend Dom.
This is Wagner.
Fry.
Closer.
Oh, this is Wagner.
Okay.
So that means it's another time. It's time for another Tales of the Wagon.
But, yes, I can't
not
wait.
Yet, not yet.
I'm
not
excited.
Yet. Soon.
Oh, okay. So Herb and I have been recovering from the bird flu that we got.
Only he has the medicine and I don't.
Yeah.
Because I don't have health
have insurance.
Thanks, Dad.
That's the joys of having a job. One of the joys.
One of very few. We know.
So we've been waiting for Wagner to get here for 3 hours and 74
but
minutes.
But I'm so sure it's that it's worth it.
I,
so.
I kept getting distracted. I'm sorry.
That's what she said.
As long as we can work out some kind of vagina like payback later, then we're cool.
Done. Oh. Done.
Yeah, she got all moist and wet from a text message I sent her today.
I was excited.
Yeah,
man,
dude, that confused
down,
the shit.
Oh, the gas station thing?
Yeah, Dom was sitting there. I was like, oh,
hilarious.
Hell yeah.
I did not get that at all.
I forget exactly what it said. Does anybody still have it on there?
I'm going to go down on you, and then I'm going to go up really crazy and fuck you ridiculously. Something like that, you know.
It was graphic. It really was.
I liked it.
My sister answered me back. She's like, ew, why'd you send this to me?
Dude, whatever. She had like sex like in the same room as us.
It said, I want to go down on you and make you extremely happy, then come back up and fuck you real good.
And then like 10 minutes later, it's like gas prices.
And Sean was like, I don't really get this.
I had no idea at all. I even talked to Katie about it. She got it. I just said it to her. She's like, ha, I got it. I was like, what the fuck? I thought it was...
I thought it was an offer.
Yeah.
I thought it was an offer too.
Oh yeah,
like, can I get a dick suck? God damn. I need my dick suck.
Dom was like, how dare you threaten me with a good time? Oh my god, I sound like a fucking shit.
You sound like Kirstie Alley.
Did you lose your voice?
I did a little bit, but not a lot.
Okay. But then I put something in his throat and it made it all better.
Oh, that protein.
Nice lubrication.
A shot of penicillin. No, that made it worse. Oh, we have another audience member over on the couch.
Audience member.
Oh, that's great.
Do you need a light on so you can study?
No,
are you sure? You can turn that big light on over there.
No, there's enough light. I promise.
Okay.
So,
sure.
So should we go straight into Tales from the Wag?
Dude, yeah, let's do it. Same Patty.
You want to do the St. Patty's Day?
Well, I was just going to say our St. Patty's roundup will take 2 seconds because basically we were sick, we stayed home, and then last night we went to Brett's house and everybody else drank and we just hung out and like talked. And it was cool, but it wasn't like, you know, it was just like, well, it's something to do on Monday night and he wasn't going to go to work today anyway.
It was no awesome party like you guys did.
Yeah, not at all. Like,
it
dude, no.
Extravaganza.
Yeah. We really wanted to go, but I was like, dude. Okay, 3 a.m. is going to roll around, and everybody's going to be drunk. Then I'm going to have to drive home, and I'm going to be sick as fuck and sneezing and coughing everywhere, and all lightheaded from the cough medicine. So I'm not going to want to drive home at 3 a.m. So
could have camped. I slept in the backseat of the Cougar. It's uncomfortable.
You're so country. I love
it. I'll tell you what.
Say Cougar again.
Cougar. Yeah, you have to say it like that.
You have to say Cougar.
Yeah, that's how
Cougar.
Cougar. You kind of bounced it off Cougar.
My daddy's got a baby gun.
Just be glad you don't have to ride with her anywhere.
Yeah,
there's
Cougar.
A lot of screaming involving Cougar!
Thundercats. All right, so you guys tell your story. That was our whole St. Patty's Day right there.
All right, so get in front of the microphone.
We're not Irish at all.
All right, how do you want to start this off, Dom?
You got it.
Okay.
Once upon a time.
Once upon a time in Wagnerland. We decided we want to have this St. Patrick's Day party.
The cycle continues.
You know, get it down, do whatever. We had a lot of people. We had like 250 people, and that's just kind of like what I counted. And I lost count because I was having to tend to other things. It was going good until this redneck guy.
A redneck in Rockridge? No.
I don't believe you.
It was the worst kind of redneck.
Bring me the yellow teeth.
It was. It was the worst kind of redneck. For some reason, decided that he wanted to talk crap to everybody all night. it started out like kind of early in the night. One of my close friends was there, and he was in charge of the music. And redneck guy didn't like that, like, three rock songs played in a row, because it was a mixed list. It had everything, but he wanted to listen to rap or country.
Because, you know, in Rockridge, it's down in the hood.
It's all rednecks love their rap.
Yeah, so, you know, he went over and talked to my homeboy about it, and he was just kind of like, yeah, yeah, there's rap and country. It'll come up. So he starts getting mouthy with him. And I'm like, dude, and, you know, told my homeboy, just, you know, put on some rap or something to shut this guy up. And he was going to do it. But the guy just would not shut up. He just kept running his mouth. And, you know, my friend, he was in the army, and he doesn't like to take crap from anybody. So they started fighting. I'm like, ah, we break him up, get him apart. Everything's good. They make amends. It's cool. I would say how many?
10 minutes. About 30 minutes later.
About 30 minutes later, one of my other friends show up, is there for about 10 minutes, bumps into the guy by accident. The guy turns around, starts talking crap, and swings on him.
So why didn't you guys, like, remove him the first time?
I wanted to, but it
was
like...
Yeah, but like, it's like, you know, you try
just
to be...
giving a fair chance.
We were giving him a chance. Yeah, yeah. You know? Because they made up, and it was cool. All right, fine. Swings on the guy. The guy starts... My friends are beating the crap out of him. So we pull him away from each other. I tell my friend to calm down. The guy didn't even remember what my friend looked like. So I was like, look, I told my friend, don't... Just ignore him. Don't... You know, he won't recognize you. Don't fight him again unless he comes at you again. Then you can have him. And they pulled this other guy away, and I guess he was a friend of a friend of a friend. I don't know. That's I don't know why we just didn't make him leave. I want to make him leave, and it wasn't happening. So they try and calm him down. They get him calmed down. My friend is, like, walking by, and these jackasses are like, that's the guy! That's the guy! So he sucker punches him out of nowhere. The only hit he got in on anyone all night. Seriously.
I bet he
this
felt
guy got the crap beat out of him, like, because they start fighting, and he's just, like, knocking the crap out of this dude. In the midst of it, that redneck guy ended up knocking my first homeboy he got in a scuffle with, mirror off the car. I don't know. I don't think he knew it was him, but it just happened to be. He knocked the mirror off the car, and my friend's like, who the hell did this? That guy right there, he's on the ground at that point, and my homeboy just starts, like, knocking him in the, like, with his his foot, like, pounding his face into the ground. So they pull my friend off him, and his hands are behind his back, and they're trying to hold him back, my friend. This girl comes out of nowhere and starts hitting him in the face, like, punching him in the face.
A girl?
Yeah, and I was standing right there, and I go, oh, fuck no.
It gets better.
It gets worse. My first instinct.
Wait. The girl hit your friend or hit the guy on the floor?
Hit my friend. Okay. He was like, I just pulled him away from him.
Yeah.
And his hands were behind his back, and she just starts punching him in the face.
Did she do, like, the typical bitch girl thing where she's, motherfucking bitch, motherfucker, I'll fucking kill you.
I guess. I'm not really sure because I was just real angry. I grabbed her by the hair and put her face in my knee. Actually, I have two bruises from her teeth.
That's like your favorite
move. It's instinctual. It's the first thing I go for. And then I punched her in the face and grabbed her by the hair and was dragging her. Then all of a sudden, I'm getting hit in the back of the head. And I'm like, what the hell? It's her boyfriend. She's pregnant.
Oh,
shit.
So I stop. I let go of her.
She shouldn't
be
fighting then.
Exactly. I let go immediately. Like, immediately. Then because that guy, I guess this is what happened, because... her boyfriend, who was friends with the redneck guy, and I guess that's why she started hitting my homeboy in the face, because there's some friend, I don't know. But my first homeboy who got in the fight, and my bodyguard, who's my official bodyguard, whose foot was all gimped up, by the way. He was walking on a cane.
That's awesome that you have a bodyguard.
Yeah.
And that he's a gimp.
Start beating the crap out of the guy. With his
cane?
No, I don't think the cane was involved. It's a lot more like stomping and beating, and then they pull them apart. And at that point, we just started telling people to go home, because it was just like kept like multiplying to where like, oh, you hit him, we got to fight. But you hit him, we got to fight. And along the way, a lot of other people got hit too.
Mass hysteria, basically.
It was.
But I thought, according to some people, your parties are lame.
Apparently they are.
Interesting.
Boring, not exciting.
Boring, yeah.
And bloody.
Just on the record, I apologize to the pregnant woman. I said, I'm not sorry for beating your ass, but I'm sorry that you're pregnant while I was doing it. She said, it's okay. that she shouldn't have been hitting a guy in the face while she's pregnant anyways.
And did you give her a big sloppy kiss?
Hell no.
Oh. No, but, was she ugly?
No, I don't really remember.
Did you work the ribs? Like, work the body at all? I mean, that's...
I'm glad I didn't, because my next move is shirt over the head and punch in the stomach.
Oh.
But I didn't get that far because he started hitting me in the head. Which is good, because she's pregnant. I don't need to be hitting her in the stomach.
Right. Just the ribs.
I mean, I don't know. I felt bad.
Then your parties would be lame, dude, because I'm telling you wouldn't be there.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's going to be like Kill Bill 3, and the baby's going to come out like 20 years later and beat your ass.
Oh,
in the kitchen, you know?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
And we had a cop show up in between fights, because there were a lot of other people got hit, too.
It was like, at the same place.
Wait,
same exact place as New Year's, right?
Yeah, same place as New Year's.
Yeah, same place. I don't know. I don't,
that's how epic it
I
was.
I wonder if it's because you're so lame that someone had to call for them.
I don't
to ruin your party.
The lame police.
Right.
Maybe. I mean, that could be a possibility.
Were the kids with the ATV still there?
No.
Okay, good.
Oh my god, yeah, that was crazy.
But between the music and everyone screaming because of the fights, I think maybe that's what did it. I don't know. It's freaking Rock Ridge. I was kind of boggled by that too. But
weird because there's no one there.
I know. He came out, like the cop came out, and I'm like, oh shit. And people start like scattering because it's a cop. So I like go up there and I'm like, you know, hey, what's going on? And he's like, look, I don't care if you party till 6 a.m. You just got to keep it down. You know, you're being too loud. Is there any underage drinking? I was like, we got wristbands. So we do have wristbands. And he's like, all right, you just got to keep it down. And then he's like, whose property is this? Here's Dom.
Your mom.
Totally wasted and intoxicated. I was just a retard like 90% of the night. Like,
well, you don't even have to be drunk for that.
Whatever. But like the whole fight thing was just a blur to me. I remember having two bodyguards on each side of me the whole time. And a bunch of yelling. And me looking for Wagner and my little brother Sean, who was bartending that night. Basically, the cop came up, talked to Wagner. They yelled for my name. I came stumbling up. He's like, this your property? I'm like, it's my stepdad's. Is he here? No, it's an empty lot. No one's here except for us.
Were your eyes shut like that too?
Yeah. He's all like, I'm like, he knows we're using it. I'm sorry.
Damn.
He's like, well, okay.
It was fantastic. But the cop was cool, and then he left. Did my Jedi mind trick. These are not the droids you're looking for.
Yeah.
I won't see them droids
move along
here.
Right.
Cop was just like the minor part of it. It was crazy. It was good times. It was good times.
I had a blast.
So
I wish we could have been there, but we were fucking sick as hell.
Could have used the backup. Where's my backup?
Dude, yeah, I could have like coughed poison on their asses and they would have been like minus 24 health.
They would have been like warfare right there. You know?
Minus 24 health. You're such a dork. You gonna roll your 100-side die that you were gonna beat up tonight?
I'm gonna roll my 100-side penis in your mom.
Oh.
You're retarded.
You know, you love it. Ricky's been a big dork. Ricky's been a big dork lately because all we play is Smash Brothers 24 hours a day, and he kicks ass. He's like pretty damn good at Kirby.
He holds his own, man.
Yeah, man.
He definitely does.
Kirby is the man.
Only because he turns into a rock a lot. Beat people's asses with rocks.
Do you turn into a rock a lot?
I have.
Nobody sings like one.
I'm fat. I'm buoyant, bitch.
That's true.
I'm the one that keeps you afloat when we're in the water.
All right. So what else is up? What did everybody do today? Because I slept.
I went to the doctor.
Same.
Yeah, I slept all day.
Did you guys?
4 o'clock.
Did you guys do actually anything for actual St. Patrick's Day, or was it all like Saturday?
We went out.
Yeah, okay. We went out to TA Slammers.
Cool.
Somehow I ended up getting paid to be there, doing what I normally do, and drink for
free. Nice.
Right.
I'm terrific.
Nice.
Yeah, man. How much did you get paid?
It was like $20 for like 3 hours.
So that's perfect. That's fine.
That's not bad.
Huh? Yeah, dude. I got some money, too. Brett bought my old Sidekick, so I actually have cash. But... surprise, I have to use it on my phone or my car bill like instantly, and then the rest I have to give to him, so never mind.
Aww.
But it's actually cool to have like money in my wallet, you know what I mean? It's like, oh my god, there's a 20! So, it's cool.
You know, if you had a job.
Well, yeah,
you
know,
I start tomorrow.
I start tomorrow or Thursday.
Well, tell me later, I guess.
Both you and Wagner need to get
jobs. It'll be racetrack, like,
I'm gonna get a job.
Dude, come, it, okay? dude, they need people. Like, come work with me, seriously.
What is
racetrack? It's $9 an hour. You can work anytime.
$9 an hour?
Yeah, for a gas station, dude. It's, are you serious? You get paid more than like McDonald's or like Wendy's or anything like that.
Which one?
The one on Harden.
It's not real ghetto
that
either.
Might just work.
Dude, yeah. She and we know, like, the girl who hired me is his coworker's sister, and so she's like real cool. And she, like, I walked in and she's like, here's an application, fill it all out, you're done. So she's gonna call me tomorrow and then I'm gonna start. So and Salvation Army needs people too. They're gonna hire me probably part time, maybe.
$6.15 an hour.
But it's 40 hours a week.
That's a lot.
And you get first dibs on the free shit though. You know what I mean? Like,
it's
on the cool
free.
Shit.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Oh, that's true. That is like,
so I figured I tell them I work part time at Salvation Army and then the gas station is only part time. It's like 24 to 30 hours. But,
okay, that's true.
But yeah, oh yeah. So I got a job. I don't think I talked about it on the show at
Woo!
All. Or did I?
Yay!
Did we talk about it? Back.
Nice.
It's only a matter of time you're back.
Dude, I know.
I can't wait to get my $1,000 back.
Whatever.
I'll be waiting for you.
I work it out in blowjobs.
On the couch at 4 in the afternoon, just waking up. I'll be ready.
Dude, I'll come over. I don't work till 2 every day. Starting out, and then
yeah,
I might start doing nights.
She doesn't wake up till 4 every day.
I've been getting up earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, kinda. But I might start doing nights because, like, I have to do 2 to 10 for the first, like, couple weeks, but then I might do 10 to 6 a.m. because I stay up till 6 anyway.
Yeah, and so he doesn't want to be around his boyfriend anymore.
Listen to me, because I was going to say this earlier. You go to bed around 10 or 11, and I stay up out here till 6 anyway, so I would still see you all night from when you get home to when I have to work. Because
no,
that'd be the normal
because
time.
If you work 10 to 6, I don't get home from school till 9.
That would just give me time to come over.
There you go.
Maybe Wagner can take control of what you can't have.
She can chuck your wagon. and then Gary can get dysentery and die by the Castle Rock. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes.
Oregon Trail, no. Dude.
Yeah, come on. Sure.
All right. So I want to thank another podcaster, Nessa, from We're Mean Because You're Stupid. She sent me a $25 gift card to iTunes for my birthday.
That's awesome,
oh, that's
man.
Sweet.
That's like one album or like one Starbucks latte. iTunes is just like Starbucks, dude. It's way overpriced. But anyway, you know what I'm saying.
I get most of my stuff for free anyway. I download it somewhere else.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I don't do that.
I mean, I buy it from the Apple executives.
No. Yeah,
yay,
I buy
pirates.
It.
We'll bleep that out.
Well, this is the card she got me. It said, "Burning in hell won't be so sad or bad." And then on the inside it says, "I know you'll be there too. Happy birthday to my funnest friend."
Oh.
And it says, "Sorry this is late. I hope you have a great year that was kicked off by a fabulous birthday. You're the sweetest and I adore you. P.S. I was going to get you Dolly's album for you, but I was afraid you may have already purchased it. If not, well, use the card." So thank you, Nessa. I really appreciate it.
Oh, that's awful sweet.
And then I don't know if I told you guys, but a German listener that we have sent me a box of German chocolates for my birthday, too.
Did you already eat them?
Dude, it's so
well,
good.
I took them to work.
You took all of them?
Are you
yeah.
serious?
But no one was eating them, so I'll probably bring them back.
Bring them back. I want her to try some. Like, you guys got to try this. Well, did
they're
we already
so
eat the,
strong.
Did we already eat the ginger snap ones with the powdered sugar? Those are fucking good.
Yeah, they were all gone at work.
God, that was so good.
But he sent me those. But actually, I'm sending him a package back, and I don't know what to send him because I don't know what they have and don't have in Germany. So he told me to ask the listeners and people that are on the show what they think I should send him.
We'll send him something that you can't get in Germany.
Does he live in Germany?
Yeah, he lives in Germany.
Send him something you can't get there. Like, you know,
well, that's
people.
What I'm saying. I don't know what.
Take a Ziploc bag, close it, and then tell him that you send him the sweet, sweet air of freedom.
Right.
That's mean.
Just send him a Jewish guy. They can't have those there either.
Oh! Give him an accountant.
All right.
Anne Frank was my friend. Too soon.
She's like the Harry Potter.
Dude, that's going to be too soon
no,
until
okay,
like
think
the
about
end
it
of
though.
Time.
Anne
the
Frank.
Holocaust cannot, like, you, it's not going to happen.
No, you got to think Anne Frank is like the Harry Potter of the Jews.
How so?
I don't get it.
Really?
She's a... Come on now. I mean, at least you got it right, Herb.
Well, I laughed, but I don't know why. It was just funny.
Thank you. What do you want me to say?
He's oh, well, right. We kind of want you to explain it because we don't get it.
Yeah.
She's a hero. He's a hero. Everybody's a hero. Oh. Well, she fought the the evil Nazis, like Harry Potter fought evil wizards. It's completely the same.
Did he die?
But he will eventually. Harry Potter actually did fighting instead of hiding.
He hit a
she
lot.
She fought
too,
with
man.
Her words, like Dom.
With words?
She fought with her words.
No, she fought
sticks
with
sticks and stones may break my bones.
Dude, I'm sorry, but I don't think Harry Potter
but
is appropriate
will always
Holocaust
hurt.
Literature.
That's right.
I'll go all with right, the Hobbit.
So then. If you have any suggestions on what I should send Andreas to Germany, give us a call 206-984-FOWL.
I think you should send him some ring pops.
Oh, they might not have that. I know they don't have Jolly Ranchers. What else did he tell me?
How do they not have Jolly Ranchers?
They don't have Jolly Ranchers. They don't have Cadbury eggs, Peeps, or a hamburger helper.
Send him the Peeps.
Let's yeah,
send him a microwave box, them. It's man. Awesome.
Yeah, but I'm sure they have something like hamburger helper. It's just called.
Well,
like, lock and block
he wants
and, some, you know?
He wants stuff like muffin mix and stuff like that too. So I don't know what I'm going to send him.
I thought Europe was famous.
I'll send him
muffins.
Something.
All we have to do is go to Walmart and get like really cheap shit that looks amazing. And he'll be like,
but you know what? Oh. He'll appreciate it.
Yeah, I know. It'll be
so
cool.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. We should send him Pocky.
That's Japanese.
I
know. That's not even American.
I know,
in
but,
any sense.
But they probably don't have that there.
Nobody likes Pocky.
What?
I don't know what that
right?
is.
Right? It's the sticks
it's like
with the icing on it.
Gingerbread sticks dipped
and
in
they come in a little box.
It's actually a pretzel.
Yeah,
not a gingerbread
it's
whatever. They're gross. Yeah.
They're delicious.
That sounds good.
And they never come out separated. They're always clumped together.
That's why it's hot. They're only like 49
cents
for
a
whole box.
Convention,
it's
great.
Like a little box, and it's like strawberry or chocolate covered like pretzel-y gingerbready sticks. But they're really good. It's good.
You go to those crazy Japanese anime conventions, and you can find them in all kinds of
weird
places.
Yeah, you're going to see me at one of those.
Yeah, dude. I saw, like, mints, and they have, like, coconut and, like, weirdo flavors that shouldn't be, you know.
Yeah, but they're so delicious.
Yeah, it's good. They have them at Walmart.
Sorry, I'm just looking over the show notes here. We have a visitor coming in 2 weeks that I think a lot of people will love.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be awesome. My mom's coming to visit.
Mama Seti.
You get to meet her.
Yay.
What? Yeah,
is that
it's a
good
no,
idea?
It's a great idea.
Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah.
She's really, she's blunt like I am. So
she was on the show
like
once.
Tell you, you know.
She was on the
oh,
show
really?
Once and people
dude,
fucking
it was
loved
fucking
her.
Hilarious.
I get to find out who I'm making rude and obscene comments about.
All the time.
Yeah.
I know we should all meet each other's moms. So then we can
I want some of the listeners.
Wagner, you can act like my mom's your mom as well.
Okay, good.
Right.
I want
your mom was cool, dude.
I
she brought food, that's cool.
Yeah, my mom's amazing.
Ricky, were you trying to talk? I'm sorry. What? Huh? Where?
Can I talk, asshole? No, I know a lot of listeners liked your mom, so I want them to call in and ask her questions.
I'm sure they all do.
206-984-FOWL. Or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Yeah, she's making a comeback.
Because she loved being on the show, and people loved it that she was on it. She was really dirty.
How long is she going to be down here?
Like 5 days.
Is she going to go out drinking with me?
No, she comes on Wednesday, and then we're leaving to Miami on Friday or Thursday night.
Thursday night. That's glamorous.
No, we're leaving Thursday.
What time?
After work, 4:30.
Boo.
I think. So anyway, yeah, everybody give her a call or wish her good luck or just to say hi to her because she liked being on the show. She thought it was really cool. One of the questions we asked her was, would you rather, it was referring to sex, like 1 to 10, would you rather have a 10 or a 1?
No. It was,
wait,
would
what?
You rather have 10,
would you have,
like on a scale from 1 to 10 of how good somebody is in bed with 10 being the best, would you rather have 1 10 for the rest of your life or 10 ones?
And she was
she's like, I'll take a 10. And,
and then she's like, oh, wait, do you mean size?
He's like, wait, do you mean size or goodness? I know, it was hot. Dude, my mom's awesome.
It was funny. It was great. So, yeah, give her a call and tell her that you love her.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. She's going to come, and then we're going to go to Miami for one of my childhood friends' weddings, which I can't believe she's getting married. And that's about it. She's only staying for like 4 days this time, so it'll be cool, though. She needs to see your house.
The last one.
Give me that shit. I didn't have any of them.
No. So anyway, I listened to another podcast called We're Mean Because You're Stupid, and they do these segments called Celebrity Smells, and they'll pick a celebrity and say what they smell like. So I know it's kind of weird, but you should listen to them. They're pretty funny. Like they'll do the whole cast of Golden Girls, and they'll say Blanche. One of them said Blanche smells like
Like potpourri?
No. Said that she smelled like fish and cottage cheese.
That's
or something like that. But anyway, fantastic. They did. They also do What Do Podcasters Smell Like? And myself and Sarah Davis were out because it was our birthday.
Our microphones smell like pee.
This is what they said about us. So here we go.
We have to do a podcaster.
Well.
Oh, yeah. Who should we do?
Well, we can do like two mini ones. Because it is Sarah Davis's and Ricky's birthday.
Oh, how much do we love them? Sarah Davis smells like adorable.
She smells cute.
She does.
She smells like curly hair.
She smells like a co-op.
Absolutely.
She smells like chicken.
She smells like Peeps. But not in a bad way because I hate Peeps, in a good way because she loves Peeps.
She loves Peeps. Did she ever get her Peeps maker?
I don't think so.
Oh, I love her. She smells like her Peeps maker. You do. She smells like goodness.
She does. She's all goodness and light. She's not filthy and hideous like we are.
No, she's not.
She doesn't smell bitter like us.
No, we will not see her in hell.
No.
We won't.
We will miss her.
We're going to miss her.
Yeah. But no. Somebody we will see in hell, Ricky smells like Herb.
Ricky does. He smells like a Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake.
Yes.
And I hope.
He smells like cologne.
And cowboy hats.
And iPhones.
I like that picture of him in his cowboy hat in the shower.
He stinks of an iPhone, and it pisses me off. And so does Sarah. She stinks of an iPhone, too. I'm not bitter.
But in a good way.
Big finger to both.
Ricky smells like Sarah Palsy mental masturbation.
He smells like our bouncy American bitch.
He smells like he doesn't like the good part of cereal.
I know. Shame on him. He doesn't know what he's missing. Mm, more syrupy milk for me.
Exactly. Southern.
I smell Southern. Does that mean grease?
I don't know.
I smell of like fried chicken grease.
I have to agree with the cologne because you have like 35 bottles of it.
I know, right?
So I'm gonna have to agree with the herb.
Not the herb everybody's thinking of. Right, so I totally have a news update. So Big Fun Drew, our beloved listener, guess what the fuck just happened? He texts me and it says, you know, things calm down, and then you have to deal with an online predator chatting up your 10-year-old. So his 10-year-old son, who's also named Drew, was on WoW, and this guy, I guess Drew
maybe
has
talk about that.
No,
maybe.
No, I just
it might be
asked
a legal
him.
Issue.
I just asked him if he was okay. Let me go. So Drew was on WoW playing with his friend, like doing a raid or whatever, and then apparently the friend got off, and his dad got on, and was talking to his son and saying all this stuff, and talking about, you know, just not appropriate shit for kids. And so Drew told his dad and told his mom, and they're divorced. So Andy, Big Fun Drew, told Karen, his ex-wife, and then she got on posing as Drew, and he talked to her and he was saying all this stuff. So she's like, oh my God, blah, 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 blah. So they're going to try and press charges and fuck him up. And
what the hell's wrong with people?
But yeah, it's crazy. That's like,
that's why I don't play WoW.
Well, I've never heard of anything like that on like, you know, like WoW or like EverQuest or that's weird.
I think anything that has a public forum, I know it's wrong, but I also don't think that 10-year-olds should be on there playing games.
That's true.
Right. I agree. I mean,
especially alone. If Drew was there with him, then, you know, okay, but I think 10 years old is too.
I think the internet, I don't know. I don't really think the internet should be started like. I think when I started was a good time. I was like, what, 13, 14? It was like 8th grade.
If I end up having kids, they ain't using the internet till they're like 20.
Right.
Damn.
Dude, that's it's terrible.
You'll be living in an underground trailer anyways. You won't have an internet connection.
I'm going to have my own internet. I'm going to have an intranet. Internet.
It's going to be a series of tubes.
You're a series of tubes.
Yeah.
And this guy is apparently 25, and he was talking about tunning his girlfriend and all this other stuff to, you know, knowing that Drew was 10 years old. And Drew didn't really think anything of it. But anyway.
Because he had no idea what the hell he was talking about. Yeah,
exactly.
That's weird. Like,
what is a clit? I have to find it.
That's not funny.
That's what every guy says.
But anyway, yeah, so I guess the public service announcement is watch your ass on WoW and watch your ass in general and don't drop the soap even if it's virtually.
Yeah. Any social networking website or anything like that, just be careful with your kids on it.
Yeah, for sure. Especially like MySpace. MySpace is all right. I mean, it has a lot of uses, especially for getting people together for events and parties. But
there's a lot of sexual predators on MySpace.
And
that's
kids,
like the number
it's like
one
not for kids.
Spot,
it's for 15 and up. That's what I would say. If that.
I'd say 17 and up.
Yeah, that sounds perfect.
I'd say 40 and up.
There's plenty of them on there.
You're not even 40.
My mom watched everything I did on the computer, and it had to be in the living room.
We didn't even have a computer.
Really? She didn't quite internet. Understand the internet, so it was like scary right. to her.
So, all right, before we go to the next subject, I want to say that you can find We're Mean Because You're Stupid at weremeanbecauseyourestupid.blogspot.com. Check them out. They're pretty funny.
Actually, the other thing I was going to say is that I learned more about the computer because we already had computers in school when I was little. We had like Apples.
Oh,
and
you like the Apple II? Did you play Odell Lake?
Yeah. Odell Lake, dude. With awesome. The Chub. Remember the Chub?
Yes.
And he gets eaten by everything? Yeah,
it was
exciting. Long. But anyway, so, you know, I already started learning computers, and then we got one in like 1997, and my dad was pretty good with it, but my mom didn't know anything, and it's like I already was ahead of them with computers, and luckily, it was a Micron.
We totally had a Packard Bell.
But
the thing is, it's just like, you know, if you're a parent, you should definitely, if you're going to get a computer or any piece of modern technology, you should know more about it than your kids, and if they happen to know more, that's fine, but get them to show you and learn everything about it because, I mean, I'm just glad my parents raised me the way I was or else I would
have
ended up in that situation.
Have you ever tried to show your mom anything on the computer?
Like, dude, yeah. No. She's done a lot better. I bought her a laptop and now she's like great with it.
My mom does pretty good too.
It just took a while. It took a while.
Every time.
I had to set up my mom's Hotmail account because she didn't know how.
Who uses Hotmail?
I use Hotmail.
Gmail.
It's because you're hot.
Like
Yahoo.
Yeah, I'm all Yahoo too.
Yahoo.
Gmail.
You're just saying that because it's a Windows product.
No, I had to get him to migrate from Yahoo to Gmail, and he did not want to do it.
Because
he's like, Gmail
has like this whole Apple. Google and Apple are like together on this fucking heist to take over the world.
They are. Really, there's nothing special about anyone that makes a difference for me as long as my messages get in and out.
The only thing I like about Gmail is that there's not a lot of spam. That's really only it. Because Yahoo became, like, I've had it for so long that it became all spam.
Yeah.
And it never seems to go away.
It's basically unlimited storage also.
Yeah, but I don't care about that.
Don't need storage.
Yeah, whoever runs out of
it.
Who runs out of space anyway? I don't know.
People do. I'm just saying.
Fuck. You're an internet pack rat.
Right.
Whatever.
He keeps them in his squirrels.
No one in this room gets that but you.
Okay, well, here's the story real quick. Ricky has the biggest balls in the entire universe, and I refer to them as flying squirrels because it's so big that it looks like flying, you know, it looks like a flying squirrel. Like the skin, like the flap, you know? So he stores things in there for the winter, and pretty soon we're going to have a baby.
Have you ever heard of too much information?
All the time.
I've gone the rest of my life without ever hearing.
It's official. My penis is now just for show.
It's really not.
But listeners out there, if you think you have big balls, other than Big Fatty, because Big Fatty does have big balls, and he managed to show me them on the air.
They were huge.
Yeah,
I thought it was an hot air balloon.
But anyway, unless you're Big Fatty, you have your balls are nothing compared to the blasphemy that is Ricky.
Speaking of Big Fatty, we have a kind of phone call from him. You want to go over it?
Kind of phone call?
Here we go.
Yeah.
Hi, Ricky. This is Archer and
Big Fatty
and JT.
Oh, he's probably had to take another call. JT, do you listen to the Foul Monkeys podcast?
No, I don't.
Oh, my God.
That was funny. Come on. Let's be nice for a change.
We are being nice. Chef Mark's not on here.
Okay, but can we hang up on that recorded line, please?
Wait. No, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Ricky.
We're leaving a voicemail for Ricky. It found Ricky's.
Right. Archer, I don't.
Ricky. Ricky's not. Ricky, I was gonna say, Guess what was the first podcast Ricky was on other than his own?
Yours?
Mine!
Oh, my gosh. By the way, has Ricky's interview played on the Ramble Redhead yet?
No, that'll be out in 2010.
Oh, okay, great.
It's true. We did that forever ago.
Y'all, I don't think I've told you this, but I have shared the picture of my balls with Ricky and Herb. Oh,
well, man. I actually think I heard that on their show. Didn't they talk about it?
Unless they've done a show that I haven't listened to yet. I may be one show behind on them.
Maybe. I don't remember, Kate. So many people talk about your balls. I can't remember.
They do. I know. Well,
but you know what Ricky needs to do?
Vomit?
No, vacuum. Oh. Have you looked at that video of his dog?
I just did. No.
He needs to vacuum his carpet.
Lord. And y'all, that's coming from Archer. We know how picky he is because, you know, he was going to go to New York. Oh!
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Mark still
can you call me right back? I'm sick. Say goodbye to Ricky first.
Bye, Ricky.
Bye, Ricky. Ricky. I'll talk to you later.
Just tell JT to say goodbye.
All right, so that was a really long email, or voicemail, actually. But Archer, the reason my carpet isn't
Wait, which one was Archer? I'm not good with voices.
Archer Radio? Archer was the first one that started talking.
Okay. The one that sounds country?
No, that's Big Fatty.
He sounded different before. Big Fatty, okay, Big Fatty, I have to show you guys. He looks like, you know, at the end of Roger Rabbit when Christopher Lloyd turns into the tune and he's all bald but he has, like, the red hair and his eyes get all crazy. Well, he took this picture and it looked just like that guy, so I photoshopped it and made it have the eyes. And it totally, that's, like, totally him. I can hear him screaming right now and falling into the steamroller, you know.
What does he say when he does it?
He goes, "Remember me, Eddie? When I killed your brother, I talked just like this." But it's like way louder than that. It's so high pitched, I can't even do it.
So, oh, the reason that my carpet is not vacuumed is because I don't have a houseboy.
Wait, what is, who, where? Where did that come from?
Because he saw the video of Finbar that I posted after giving Finbar
a
bath.
You know why it's not vacuumed? Because of Finbar.
No, it's not vacuum because you don't vacuum.
I've seen her vacuum, actually. One of the few times.
When was that? When was it?
I don't know.
It was a good 4 months ago, right?
Swimming? I don't know. I have no
idea. Put it this way. When there is a vacuum running, it's me, not Ricky.
Well, anyway, we're cleaning our carpets this weekend, so we're just going to wait to do it this weekend. If anybody's here that would like to join us, clean carpets, it'd be great.
We have to move all the furniture out.
Yeah.
When I try and use a vacuum cleaner, it breaks.
She's broken 3 at the Game Attic.
And
3.
I didn't know.
We've only been open 3 years.
I didn't know how to use a vacuum cleaner until I started working for Game Switch, and someone had to show me.
Did you try and suck up like children or
mall
rats?
I didn't know where
or?
The thing was to make it lean back. Like
lean back.
lean back.
Say what?
You mean fry?
Oh. Shit,
God,
I have to.
That was retarded.
Sorry, I have to beep that out.
That made me fart on you.
Is that the first time I said it at the show?
Actually, yeah, that's the first time. You've done really well.
All right.
But he's about to do it again.
So, I know, so right. Fry, we haven't heard a lot out of you.
Well, I'm tired, man. I'm exhausted. I did a double yesterday on St. Patty's Day. Woohoo! And then I worked this morning. So,
is it because you finally realized how important your job is over the week that you were
off? I finally realized how important having money is. So that, you know, fuck the job. Money's good. Word.
Over to the dark side.
He's a server. Yeah.
Life ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Life
I give
ain't
people
nothing
money.
But bitches and money.
Oh, that's
you guys say that so naturally.
It's
they really
true.
Do.
It's part of our chemistry.
I'm like, bitches, money. Anytime there's a thing presented to me, I'm like, bitches, money.
Bitches, money.
We need
money
to know bitches. How it's going to work out for us in those two fields.
Oh,
like, how
okay.
does this involve bitches and how does this involve money? Then I work it out from there. That's
so what
decisions.
If there's less bitches, more money? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, money.
Money outweighs the bitch, right?
It does.
Well, it depends on the magnitude of the
All
bitch. All right,
let's say...
like a sugar mama.
No, let's say $500,000 or... sex with
$500,000. You don't even have
to money.
All right. Let's say $1,000 or sex with Angelina
$1,000.
Jolie.
$1,000.
Sex with Angelina Jolie. Record it. Sell it on the internet.
Word.
That's not bad.
That'd be kind of cool. Bad. I'd buy it. Not for Angelina, though.
I'd hope not.
For a while there, my voicemail was, life ain't nothing but bitches and money, and right now money's winning.
Dude, this is it right here. All right, everybody listen. I'm going to put it. I'm going to
put it on here, and they can hear it.
All right, well, find this.
What do I have to type in?
Here. Here, let me get on there. Hold on.
All right, keep talking.
Yeah, you guys keep talking.
I won't be able to send you the link.
So, anyways.
So, you guys talk about something.
You know how Wagner was talking about not being able to figure out how to use the vacuum?
Yeah.
She doesn't know how to use a front-loading washing machine either.
Oh, what'd you do?
She only does it in the back.
Where do you put the soap in a front-loading washing machine?
Depends on the washing machine.
It's usually at the top.
Like a front-loading one? It's like a double-stack washer dryer.
Like a washing machine that opens on the side, not from the top.
Right. It's like front, like the round circle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the ones I've used them at laundromat, so yeah. They're probably different. But they usually go on top of the machine.
There's some designated space to put it in there.
Yes.
You don't just throw the soap or bleach on the clothes inside.
I didn't know.
You didn't know there was a tray to...
I think I'd been using that washer like 2 months before I figured this out. And I didn't figure it out. I was humiliated and then showed. Because I was bitching about like, damn this washer. When I bleach my clothes, I got to throw the bleach in and it gets bleach stains on my clothes. And then they laughed a lot.
Why do you put bleach on color on clothes that are colored?
They were white. Well, white and khaki stuff. Like,
all right, listen to this. How loud is it going to be?
I don't know. We have to...
Fine?
Yeah, it should be okay.
It starts like immediately.
Sorry to cut you off.
Oh, that's okay.
It's 7 minutes long.
Shh. When I kill your brother, I talk. Yes!
Oh my god, that's like the scariest fucking shit of my life when I was a kid. Because his eyes come out and they turn into knives and then he has the saw hand and it's like... I don't know. It's crazy.
All right, that was fun.
To be a dork for 2 seconds.
Good job on that ADD there. But yeah, so Wagner's far from domesticated.
I'm learning.
We need to teach you.
It's a slow process.
We'll teach you.
I can do laundry now.
She can't bake.
There's an oven timer, though. I haven't got a chance to use it yet, but...
Uh-huh. Yeah, she didn't know there was an oven timer.
I think if I use the oven timer, I can pull it off.
Baking's kind of hard sometimes. Depends on what you're baking.
Anything.
Special cookies. I know somebody's really good at that.
Distracted and forget that it's in there and then go dick around with something else and burn it every time.
Oh.
It never fails.
Well, I guess when you're...
All I heard was dick and burn.
When you call and say that you're fixing this dinner, we should actually probably stop by McDonald's on the way there.
Her dinner is good. Just as long as there's nothing involved in the oven.
Oh, okay.
The stove
the stove is cool because she makes good omelets.
Yeah, it's just the blasted oven.
So don't come to you for clothes. Don't come to you for Pillsbury.
Correct.
Gotcha. But come to you for vagina or dick suck.
Or steak. Yes.
Or steak. Tube steak.
No, roast beef steak.
Ew. Oh. With au jus. Leaking. Leaking.
What?
With Asia goat cheese.
What the hell's wrong with you people?
Oh my god.
I swear, these fucking white people and their goddamn like terminology for these gay-ass restaurants where they try to make everything sound fancy. Oh, I'd like that in Chipotle, or I'd like that in Asiago cheese. It's like, dude, fuck you. What the fuck is that?
I won't get Did you pull stuff that, out that has ass? Names like that because I don't understand right? it.
No, Remember no, I went to CRISPR's, and there's like Asiago cheese, but apparently it's Asiago, and it's like, what the fuck cheese is that? Where is that from? It. Nowhere.
Remember when we went to Il Forno and you ordered your meal, but you couldn't say it because it was in Italian?
Yeah, there was some. I want this right here, this one.
She was like, "What the hell is that?" I said, "It was like la insalata or something." I was like, "It's salad." And then there was something else. I was like, "That's noodles." And she's like, "I don't get it.
How the hell am I supposed to know? I don't go out." And,
we had the weird waiter
from Auburndale.
Auburndale.
I don't do well in public.
Things
places.
Go a lot slower.
Dude, and we had that weird ass waiter who we couldn't tell if he was hitting on us or not.
It's true.
Yeah.
You know, it was like weird, but he was cute. But he had a wedding ring on.
That doesn't mean nothing. Shit.
That don't mean shit.
You know, everybody from Auburndale likes to say they're from Winter Haven.
fuck no. What the fuck?
Everybody but Wagner.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. One.
All right, two then.
Dude, you, speaking of that, okay, so I went to Racetrack, right, to get the application thing on Saturday, which I was sick as hell, but I had to go. And that's when, actually after that, I came home and I slept like the entire day until the party was supposed to happen. And I was like, oh, I still don't feel well. So I went there, and this woman was applying there with me, and she's like, you know, we were just mingling, and she's all, she's like, you live around here? And I was like, yeah, I live, you know, wherever, you know, right by the Walmart. And she's like, oh, well, I'm from Winter Haven. I used to live in Lakeland, but Winter Haven's a lot better. I was like,
nothing good comes from Winter Haven.
I was like, in my head, I'm like, what? How do you know? How do you know? What makes it? How is this street over here?
Was she old?
She was like 41.
She must have found her cousin and fallen in love.
But it's just like, okay, how? I mean, I understand that certain areas are better than others, but somebody just saying that statement out of nowhere to someone she doesn't know. You know what I mean? Like, okay, Winter Haven is better than, like, what is there to compare? Dude, roads, houses, cars, people, it's all the same. They're both redneck.
Really,
they're both Florida.
Really not actually.
All right, well, tell me.
Difference.
Tell me.
One, Dominic, go ahead. About Winter Haven.
Winter Haven.
Nothing
not
good comes from Winter Haven.
Nothing.
It's not the
bitches
same thing
there
as Winter
are crazy.
Circle, right?
I dated three. They're all buck nutty.
Is it Winter Circle? Isn't that somewhere
no.
around here?
No.
That's a restaurant.
It's a restaurant.
That's a bar.
Winter Circle?
Here in Lakeland.
Winter Circle is a bar in Lakeland.
Yeah.
It's next to that bar we go to all the time.
Yeah.
All
right, never mind. Keep going.
Wow.
Get so retarded.
Yay.
I'm from Auburndale.
My name's Herb.
I'm proud to be from Auburndale.
I'm from Miami.
All right,
Winter Haven's a hellhole.
Miami.
Winter Haven, none of the street names make sense. They're all numbered and lettered. It doesn't make any friggin' sense. If you're over 40, Winter Haven's probably cool because that's all there is there are like old people getting ready to die. Like they come to Winter Haven to die.
Ready to die.
Or to go to Cypress Gardens.
I heard they have an infestation of Fraggles.
What the fuck is that?
Look it up, man. You know what Fraggles are.
Fraggle Rock?
Yeah, dude. An infestation of them.
It is. Like sometimes like I'll be driving in Winter Haven, I'll look over and I'll just see like a skeleton hanging off the steering wheel driving around getting ready to die.
A skeleton.
Because they're so old, they just look like
going in reverse at
the
stoplight. Right.
They've got the IV in the car.
Excuse me.
It's Lakeland is it's a lot more like
there's stuff here.
Well, it's a college town. That's the main thing.
No,
I
it's
think.
A church slash college.
Yeah,
dude, there's lots of colleges.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a college town. That's why. Dude, that's why even though Lakeland's small, it still kind of keeps, like a lot of it's still old school, but it keeps that like edge of modernness just a little bit, you know, like more than a lot of other places. It's not like the middle of nowhere or anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we have a school and we have kids and, you know, there's enough modern to go around.
We're like the badass in Sunday school.
It is, because like when you live in Auburndale, going to Lakeland is a big deal.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's like, okay, guys, we're going to Lakeland. Who wants to go?
She's like, yeah.
You want to get in the car? We're going to Lakeland.
They usually spend all Sundays doing
we're
that.
We're going out to the Walmarts in Lakeland.
Our Walmart's a big deal, okay? Big deal. My first date I ever went on was in Walmart at the Radio Grill in the Walmart before it was Super Walmart.
This sounds like a personal ad with music.
Katie, did that happen to
I know, yourself? Right?
He put on Mariah Carey. Oh, my God, Wagner. Should we reenact this gayness? I was like, hey, Ricky, you know how I know you're gay? Because we were driving through Drew's neighborhood by Lake Hollingsworth, and we're trying to look for houses. And Wagner's like, I need some fucking food, goddammit. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, something on the radio comes and breaks the conversation, and guess what it was? Press play.
Oh.
Oh, my God, stop the car. It's Mariah Carey's new song. And I'm all... And he's like, I'm like, what? He's like, it's Mariah Carey's new song. And he like turns it way up and he's like,
he does
the Carlton dance from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, you know?
And for those of you at home, he's dancing like a moron right now.
Yes.
I
was like, you know how I know you're gay?
It really wasn't all that, was it?
Huh?
It really wasn't all that, was it?
You were like, oh my God.
I'm sure I was there, but I may not remember. Sometimes y'all like to pick me up and take me places
story
and go on a fun ride.
Let's go for a ride, Wag. I don't want to go. Come on. Shut
I'm
up.
Like,
it seems like every
go.
Time we pick her up, we're going to go eat something.
I like food. Like, a lot of times, I don't think I'd eat if y'all didn't take me to get food. I'm like, oh, yeah, food.
Dude,
I want some
yeah.
of that.
When we hang out, it's like checkers, like constantly, all the time.
I love
checkers. Makes my ass hurt.
I love checkers.
I love the people that work at checkers.
Uh oh, checkers story.
Dude, they're all not white.
Man, oh.
Which is why the food is so good.
Oh, what you want? What you want?
I know. That's what you hear out of the speaker.
What you want?
What you need?
It don't matter what you want, because this is what you're going to get.
Hold on.
2 for 4.
Racist.
Okay. I went in to check, and of course, you know, blah, blah. I drive up. I'm like, oh, I'll get, you know, the double burger. She's like, is that 2 for 4 or 2 for 5?
And then they're like, what drink you want?
Is that a trick question? Is there a difference? If I get the cheaper one, will you spit in it? Or if I get the expensive one because I'm white and I have the cash to do that, you'll spit in it? Yeah, exactly. You'd never know.
Dude, no, they're like, what drink you want? And I'm like, well, it's just grape. And then you can hear them talking to the other black girl in the background. I'm like, what the fuck he said? And then the other girl's like, girl, he means that purple drink.
It is. It's that purple drink. That's what you guys say.
It's that purple
drink. Or that grape drink, that purple drink.
And the problem was, then I asked, I was like, can you say that again? And then she slowed down as if I was a 10-year-old. She was like, 2 for 4.
2 for 4.
Oh, 2 for 5. I was like, oh, I'll get a water and I'll meet you at the window.
I'm going to fucking
Taco Bell. Is this a trick question?
Dude, the one on the north side has way better food than the one on the south side, I think.
It's true. Actually.
Yeah, the one on the south side is sloppier.
Yeah, that's
Yeah, but the north side one is good. I'm going to head there tomorrow. You want to go?
Hell yeah.
Oh, right. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Did I just say Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday's one of my days off. Today was supposed to be like
Dude,
a day
we'll
off,
go.
Tomorrow's like 30 cent burgers or something like that, right?
What?
Like 79 cent cheeseburgers?
Oh, no, I think that's on Tuesday.
Oh, is this Tuesdays and Tuesdays?
But it's still... Oh. The dollar menu is still good. Sorry, I choked.
True. I've been like getting sleep since you haven't been coming over.
Well, dude, I'll come over.
No.
You gotta all the sleep, it's gotta pay off.
All right, so we have a phone call.
Okay.
So, because we're running out, we're like at 51 minutes, so
Woo,
we need to try to start wrapping it up.
Hey, Phone Monkeys, what's up? This is Enrique. And yes, I'm still a listener, and I am
loving the
shows, and I hope you guys are doing good. And I really love the video of your dog, Ricky. Anyways, I hope you guys have a good St. Patrick's Day, and don't drink too much, because I will. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Yeah, that came in on Sunday.
You didn't have any drink, did you?
Me?
At Brett's house?
No.
You didn't drink at all, right? Yeah.
I had a Mountain Dew.
I was going to go.
St. Patty is probably my least participated holiday.
But then Evan,
it's one of my favorite holidays.
I always have fun during it, usually.
It's a holiday where you drink.
But it's like, I don't really do anything for it, you know what I mean?
I get to pinch people that don't wear green.
Oh, dude, I didn't have any green on for some reason.
I would
pinch the hell out of you, dude.
I didn't
actually
realize.
You did have that green discharge coming out of your penis.
Oh, my God.
Out of all people I like deal with and have to talk to, y'all catch me off guard.
I know, right?
More than anybody else, except maybe Dominic, because he's had a lot of practice. Because
he knows just how to hit it. From the sides.
Only if you're under 17.
As I was, I'm too old for Dominic.
Dude, you know, I was going to say earlier that Winter Haven apparently sucks ass, but dude, you met some women there.
No.
And they're all
they
crazy.
Were the devil.
Yeah, but that's where your women are from.
No,
it's
no,
like
no.
your thing.
Never
no,
again.
No.
Never again.
There were three in a month period. No.
No, he's not allowed to talk to girls from Winter.
Look, I like playing catch and release, but that's when I'm fishing.
Well,
not when I'm
your
looking for girls.
Girls are fishy.
No, actually, they're not.
They're fish taco-y.
Oh. It's not what
I
heard.
Standards. Well, you know what? I'm not the one that's...
What is it?
I was going to make a,
I'm not
a
the one
true
that's...
remark.
I'm not the one that
has... Well, let's not diss people that aren't here.
What has pink hair and fucks everything that walks?
Oh.
Yeah, that's...
Is that a person that thinks your party's lame?
Yeah, it might be. It might be. I was say if I didn't have standards, I would have slept with that.
What looks like John Lennon and Sorry. Can't seem to find his Yoko Ono?
Oh, poor Drew.
Aww.
I love Drew.
Dude, I don't think we've told Drew in a matter of words. But anyway, we hung out with Kim the other night, and we were like, dude, we don't know what Drew's doing, because we love Drew, and he's awesome. But we're like, dude, you should have either stuck it with Kim, even though that was years ago, or stuck it with Cora. Because all these other girls are like, whatever, but Cora and Kim were the shit.
Are you talking about the girl that's married and has kids?
And with her
husband? Well, we're not trying to...
No, yeah.
I love Drew. He's my brother. I love Drew. He's
Dude,
my brother.
I love Drew, too. You know, but it's like sometimes, you know, I just have to be like, Drew, I love you, but shut the fuck up.
It's stressful. It's very stressful.
We love you, Drew.
But the cool thing is, though, is that Drew's so lighthearted.
You sleep, Drew.
Right.
Cover him in sugar.
Oh, and poor teeth thing.
No, but Drew's so lighthearted about lots of stuff, and that's really cool. Like, we all make fun of each other, and he's like, whatever, I do what I want, and that's cool. You know, I like that.
It's awesome. Drew's awesome.
Yeah, he doesn't take it hard.
All right,
well,
so.
Well, he might, but.
I guess we're getting out of here.
Yeah, man, it's time for Smash Brothers. Who's down?
Yeah, I need some more cough syrup.
Yeah, I'm going to get you robo-tripping. Hell yeah.
I have to go to work back. I have to go back to work tomorrow. So,
enslave the public slaves.
Yeah. So, give us a call at 206-984-FOUL.
Visit our website at foulmonkeys.com and hit up our MySpace. Of course, it's Foul Monkeys.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
And leave us an iTunes review, and I'll write poems about you. We have two people.
Faster.
Shut up. I have two people I have to write poems
about. You're supposed to do that shit like 3 days ago.
You write people poems?
Yeah, we write people poems,
but it's got to be badass.
You gotta
have to leave an iTunes review.
Five stars.
You have to leave us an iTunes review.
I don't know how that works.
No, just go on, dude, go on Drew's computer. He has iTunes. Just look for Foul Monkeys, and then you leave a 5-star review, like how good we are.
My poem's got to involve the word badassitude.
Oh, dude, it'll involve
and
lots
bitches.
Of words.
And bitches.
It'll involve the whole Urban Dictionary.
Oh, word.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
I'll show you.
All
such
right,
you never
so
seen.
I guess we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is Arp.
This is Dark Reverend Dom.
Wagner.
Fry.
Which we didn't hear a lot of tonight.
I'm going to get some sleep tonight, man.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to get some sleep tonight.
Yeah, he had to recover from the severe ass beating of Smash Brothers. I'm just joking.
Oh,
you.
It's on.
You
now.
Kicked some ass,
it's
dude.
On. All right, so we're out of here. Later. Okay.
Do the outro.
Oh, yeah.
Well, folks, looks like we're at the end of another show, but don't worry. The boys will be back for another episode real soon. Now let's go and cornhole some drunks.
I love that outro, man. Cornhole us some drunks.